This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. 100 days after U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas launched the deadliest attack in Israel's history, tens of thousands of Palestinians have been killed. Gaza lies in ruins, and the Middle East is sliding towards a wider, more unpredictable conflict. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
It's been 100 days since Hamas gunmen from Gaza poured into Israel, killing and kidnapping, provoking a massive Israeli military reprisal on the densely populated and deeply impoverished enclave. Almost 24,000 Palestinians have been killed and 60,000 wounded in the invasion, according to Gaza health authorities. The invasion began after Hamas militants rampaged through Israeli communities on October 7th, murdering 1,200 people and taking more than 200 hostages. Israelis in Tel Aviv on Sunday rallied to mark 100 days since their loved ones were taken prisoner in Gaza.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. From Berlin to London to Karachi, thousands of people took to the streets to mark the 100th day of Israel's war with Hamas. Opposing demonstrations Sunday either demanded the release of Israeli hostages or called for a ceasefire in Gaza. In Karachi, tens of thousands waved Palestinian flags in a rally organized by the country's largest religious political party. In London, thousands of people chanted, "Bring them home now," to demand the freedom of dozens of hostages. The Iran-backed Lebanese group Hezbollah said on Sunday the United States was wrong if it thought the Houthis of Yemen would stop confronting Israel in the Red Sea, saying U.S. actions there would harm the security of all maritime navigation.